My name is Rodrigo Fernandez, and I am a fifth-year PhD student at the Department of Astronomy at the University of Toronto. What we want to do is shed some light on some very complicated processes that combine in the explosion of a massive star. There are two possible outcomes from the collapse of a star. So in one case, the explosion is successful, in which case you have a normal supernova, the outer layers of the star are blown away, and then you form a neutron star. In the other case, the explosion fails, and then you obtain a black hole. The significance of neutrinos for the explosion mechanism is that they can, in principle, transfer certain amount of energy to the material that is about to explode. And the way that neutrinos usually interact with matter is very weak, but the densities are so high in this pre-explosion phase that that extra energy can contribute to make the explosion successful. If a supernova were to happen close to our solar system, we would see a very, very bright star that may even be visible during daytime, and neutrino detectors would probably detect a significant signal from it, and we would slowly see that very bright star fade over a period of something like 100 days or so. What interests me about the supernova is the onset of the explosion phase, which is an open problem currently in theoretical astrophysics. The questions I'm asking by working on this problem is, how does very complicated the fluid motions affect the onset of explosion? Do they play a critical role or don't they? How do these fluid motions interact with the nuclear physics? What's their interplay with the neutrinos that also are emitted from these explosions? What makes this an interesting time to work on this topic is the fact that there has been so much observational results coming up, but also the availability of very powerful computers that allows us to make more realistic calculations. I came to astrophysics mainly because of the physics, and I enjoy working with the equations and getting a quantitative understanding of reality. So that, I think that's one of the joys that learning physics gives you.